Hello and welcome to your Yoni Initiation. This is the Seven Yoni Gateways ritual that we are going to travel through together to initiate your Yoni, your divine feminine energy, to the next level of your expression and embodiment. Welcome. I'm so happy that you are here and you heard the call of your Yoni and you answered her. I am Laura Hollick, your Yoni Initiation Guide. During our time together today, I'm going to be guiding you through the seven Yoni gateways, what they are, and how they relate to your life. I'm also going to be guiding you through a visualization so you can meet the soul of your Yoni. I'm going to be sharing some personal stories that are personal. They're raw and real and really at the heart of what it means to be a woman, which means we all have our unique stories. We all have our unique way of processing the divine feminine energy within our own lives, and it carries the whole spectrum of emotions and experiences, and I'm going to be sharing some of that with you today. I'm also going to be letting you know how you can take this journey even deeper. Today, our intention for this time together, for the next 70 minutes that we'll be connected together, you're going to be going through a portal and a gateway of your initiation, your Yoni initiation, but it's really a beginning. And this may be enough to fill you up and just carry you for the next year or decade with your feminine power. But if you're feeling like this is really just the opening and there's this whole vast landscape of possibility calling you, I'm going to let you know how you can take this even further. And I'm going to be sharing some examples of other people who are doing this beautiful work with their Yoni and expressing their Yoni creatively and deeply and soulfully and primally and physically, and how that is transforming their life. So let's get started with the container of this experience. And what I mean by container of the experience, you can think of it like a womb. We are going to be creating an experience for you to step into the next level of your divine feminine energy. That's what an initiation is. It's the opening, the portal, the gateway to the next level. So in order to do that, we want to set up a very beautiful container of space, or a womb space, that can hold you in this process and support you with the nutrients that you need to go to the level that you want to go to. So to set up this womb container space for your Yoni initiation, I want you to just take a moment and become present to your own physical body. So if you're just settling in to listening to this audio, let yourself settle into your body, your present moment. Where are you? What are you feeling? What's going on inside of you? What's your breathing like? Just come back into the embodiment of your experience so that you can create the container for yourself within your presence. When we are present to something and we show up to something, to whatever degree we are in, sometimes we're angry, sometimes we're joyful, sometimes we're silly, sometimes we're giddy and hyper, and other times we're so frustrated and overwhelmed. Whatever state you are in, be present in that, because that's where your embodiment is, and that's where the container can start to surround you and hold you and breathe with you and guide you. So just taking notice of where you are right now in your presence within yourself, and checking out your environment and noticing if there's anything in your environment that might be distracting you or kind of pulling you a little bit away. If you've got different tabs open on the computer, just shut them down for now and let this be for you. Give this to yourself. This is your Yoni initiation. And I mean, when does that happen? When do we get that opportunity? Well, right now is when we get the opportunity. So let's make this count. Make this meaningful. Make this special for yourself. Check out your environment. And if you want to light a candle, or if you want to have some kind of a beautiful sheepskin rug to lie on, if you want to have a towel to sit on, when we do get into the seven Yoni gateways and the visualization process, if you feel comfortable, I'm going to invite you to remove your skirt or pants or underwear so that you can actually touch and explore your yoni in this process. Now, if that's too much for you, that's okay. But if you feel called to do that, then create a space that allows you to have the bare skin, the flesh of your yoni in the open. So if that means having some kind of a towel to sit on, then go and grab that now and let yourself create a nest for yourself. Beautiful, beautiful space for your yoni initiation. Now, as we enter into this, I want you to start thinking about what drew you to this experience. Why do you want a yoni initiation? What does that mean for you? Maybe it's just a curiosity, or maybe there's something going on in your life that you want to heal, and you're ready to move through the chapter of a certain kind of healing or the chapter of a certain experience, and you want to initiate yourself to the next level. Or maybe you don't totally know. I remember in my own life, I never was asked, you know, when did I get my menstrual cycle? Nobody ever asked me. I was never really asked. I mean, I shared with some of my friends, you know, when I had sex for the first time, but it wasn't something that had a sacred ceremony around it. It was something that happened, and then you kind of, you know, move on and go into the next thing, and life goes on. But these are major points in our lives, or maybe a relationship ends and Yoni wants a clearing of an old relationship so that she is ready to open up to something new. So just begin that process of listening within yourself of what is this Yoni initiation for? Okay, that's going to start to create the container of why you are here, what is holding you, and what clues are going to show up for you as you're listening to this audio and entering into the visualization. Your own consciousness, your own desires are going to start pulling forward the awareness of the things that are important and relevant to you. So you don't have to have it crystal clear at this moment, but just start to open up within yourself, what is this yoni initiation for? Okay, and if you have your journal handy, you can write that down, or if you just want to be with it right now and let it form, let it start to take shape, that's perfectly okay. So I'm going to begin by guiding through the 7 yoni gateways. All right, so yoni gateway number 1. And if you are able to have your bare skin and yoni open so you can look and see, then follow through in that way or do the best you can with what you have. Okay, so whatever you've got. So yoni gateway number 1 is the auric field of your yoni. So this is the whole like energetic space that surrounds your divine, feminine, sacred landscape. And when I use the word yoni, I am referencing both the physical anatomy, genitals of the female, but also the spiritual aspect of being a woman. The yoni is both physical and spiritual. So there is an anatomy to the yoni, but there's also a spiritual component where it means something. It's not just an object, but it means something. So in that first yoni gateway, the auric field of the yoni, this is like the energy that surrounds really your divine feminine energy. And it's something that creates like a filter system. So if you are out somewhere and you notice you are attracted to someone or someone is attracted to you, whether male or female, it doesn't even have to be in terms of a sexual way, but just in the level of there's an attraction. This is that auric field that's being in resonance, like it's something's resonating. If you go out somewhere and you look around a room, you're like, oh, he or she looks interesting to me. I'd like to go and meet them. Well, there's something before you even know a person, you're already resonating with their auric field. You're already kind of getting a sense of who they are. And so this is a tangible thing, even though it's invisible, it is a tangible part of our anatomy. And what it's in reference to on a spiritual level is your soul family, your soul lineage. So when you notice you're attracted to someone and you don't know them yet, but you just feel an energetics of interest or intrigue or called towards them, There is something on a soul frequency within you that is resonating to that auric field, and vice versa. They might be resonating to you as well. And so getting to know this part of yourself is really getting to know what is the essence behind who you are, because that's actually creating that first gateway. It's who you are before you were physical. It's just the essence of who you are. Gateway number two, this is the lips of the yoni. So if you can take your hand, whether it's over your underwear or pants or skirt or if it's bare skin, and I want you to actually take a look. Take a look at these gorgeous, gorgeous lips. The lips, also known as the vulva. And everyone's lips look completely unique. I'm always intrigued by this. And if you have checked out the Yoni Art Gallery, you will see examples of how exquisite everyone's yoni really is. It's such a fingerprint of uniqueness. And the lips are the beginning of that exploration of uniqueness. So the lips, if you can touch them, feel them, notice if they are wet or if they have a color to them, shape. Some lips have more skin to them and they're almost like ruffled petals. Others are more neat. You know, so just noticing for yourself. And this gateway, this is really all about that first entry, the first point of contact. And so what this references on a spiritual level is really your bonding imprint. So your first connection into this world, you came through your mother's yoni. Whether or not she had a vaginal birth or a C-section birth, you still came through the energetics of your mother's yoni. And that first point of contact to this world was through her lips. And so the lips become symbolic of our first imprinting of how we bond with other people. Okay? So the way that you relate in relationships will carry the imprinting of how you first connected in your family. And so when we're moving through this second yoni gateway, this is where you're starting to feel into for yourself, what kind of bonding style do you have? What was your experience when you were growing up in your family? Did you feel connected? Did you feel intimate? Or did you feel standoffish? Did you feel like you were listened to and cared about? Or did you feel like you were scared of connecting with people? This starts to infuse into the lips of the yoni. And so when you're moving through this second gateway of your yoni, you are bringing consciousness to your original bonding imprint and opening yourself up to heal that if it's necessary, or celebrate it if it matches who you are, or prepare it for the next level of expression, a transformation. So in the second yoni gateway, you're becoming conscious and aware of the way that you bond and connect with other people. Okay? The third yoni gateway is the clitoris. Now, if you can feel on your yoni, the clitoris is towards the top part of the yoni, so more towards the pubic bone on the front of your body. And she has a hood on her, and she has gotten a lot of attention over the past couple of years in the media, and a lot of different books coming out, like the Vagina Book by Naomi Wolf and the Pussy Book by Mama Gina. And in those books, they have different information, but similar. And in one of the books, they say that there are over 8,000 nerve endings connected to the clitoris specifically designed for pleasure. And I believe in another one of the books, it says there are over 9,000 nerve endings connected to the clitoris designed for pleasure. So what that tells me is that there are a lot of nerve endings connected to the clitoris, that she is the pleasure mecca. Like, she has this immense capacity for pleasure. And what is so interesting about the clitoris is that the way that the nerve endings connect and move from the clitoris and around, they are completely unique for every single woman. They are like a fingerprint, a sacred geometry, or a constellation of uniqueness. And so what that means is The clitoris is known as this point of pleasure, where a lot of people reference orgasm as the way to stimulate the clitoris. But the way that I think of this is that knowing that the nerve endings are like a fingerprint of a divine feminine energy, each woman's unique. She's got her own imprint of what makes her feel pleasure. So what this tells me is that the clitoris, the spiritual message of this physical part of our anatomy, is about our uniqueness. Do we honor our uniqueness? Or do we try to be like other people because, oh, so-and-so is doing really well, so if they have success in a certain way, well, we should try it that way? Or do we allow our uniqueness to be our guide? Because in truth, in the anatomy of our body, in the anatomy of our yoni, our uniqueness is our guide. And whenever we sidestep our own uniqueness, or we accommodate it, or we edit it, or we kind of shut it down a little bit because for whatever reason we think we should, we are sidestepping our pleasure capacity. So in this third yoni gateway, this is all about being able to connect with your uniqueness and honor it and let it become your navigational tool for your pleasure. Okay, so this is the third yoni gateway. And again, using your hands, if you have a hand mirror as well, you can look, check her out. She's gorgeous and so unique on every woman. She is your pleasure map. So if you're finding in your life you're really full of pleasure, then most likely you are someone who is very creatively expressed and very, you know, in the belief that who you are has validity, and you can express who you are, you can be who you are, you can travel the path of your uniqueness, and you will be very orgasmic as a result. If you're finding that orgasm is eluding you, or the pleasure of life is eluding you, the first place I want you to look is, are you allowing your uniqueness to guide you? Or are you putting yourself in the box of someone else's idea of who you should be? Because as soon as you allow yourself to follow the path of your uniqueness, you are on your pleasure map. And when you are on your pleasure map, you will experience pleasure. And I know there are so many techniques out there about how to have an orgasm and different positions that someone can do. And I've experimented with them, and they're great. It's awesome. At the same time, I also know that we're all unique. And so one technique that could work like a charm for one woman and give her an orgasm every single time may not give another woman an orgasm. But it doesn't mean she's inorgasmic. It just means that's not her map. So as soon as we can give ourselves permission to honor our own unique pleasure map, we will experience our own unique orgasmic life. Okay, so that's the third yoni gateway, the clitoris. The fourth yoni gateway is the shaft. And the shaft is also known as the vagina. It's actually that internal part of the yoni that is like a channel or the birth canal. And it's also very similar to the anatomy of your vocal cords. And very interestingly, both the shaft of the vagina and the vocal cords, these are bridges between your inner and outer world. So when you say something, like if you have an idea and then your voice actually says something, like I'm talking right now, that is something inside of me is bridging outside of me. It's coming through, and it's coming through my throat, my vocal cords, my voice. And when you have a baby, let's say, it will birth through that channel to come from that inner womb, cozy space, out into the world. So it's a bridging world. And when you have a creative idea, it is also bridging between the inner and outer world. And so this physical part of the anatomy, and if you can put your finger in there and explore a little bit. You might need to get some coconut oil, or you can put some saliva on your finger so that that feels comfortable, or maybe even just massaging around your lips a little bit so that she feels like she would like to receive your finger, or even just in your imagination. The shaft in your vagina, This is a physical part of the anatomy, and spiritually and symbolically is really representing your ability to bridge worlds, inner and outer. So if you want to manifest something, you have an idea and you want to make it real, that's bridging worlds from something that's invisible to something that's tangible. And it's also symbolic of being able to speak your truth. So that means you have access to the inner world of your truth, and you're able to bring that out into the world through your voice or through your actions. You can bridge realities. So in your own life, when you're wanting to explore your manifesting abilities or the courage to speak your truth, working with this fourth yoni gateway of the shaft is a powerful tool. And I think that's why a lot of people work with the jade egg or the yoni egg, because they're really working the muscles in the shaft. And that is a feminine power to be able to create things and birth things that didn't exist before or manifest things. And it's really in this fourth yoni gateway that you are bridging those worlds. So that is the fourth yoni gateway, the shaft, and it's about bridging worlds and speaking your truth. The fifth yoni gateway, the G spot. So if you have your finger inside, and again, I like using things like coconut oil because it's pure if I want to lubricate, or my own saliva, you just kind of, you know, put your finger in your mouth and get it wet, and then you can use that to enter your yoni space. So the G-spot, you can feel around inside your vagina space. And I'm going to share an interesting story about this. I know I've read the books and I've seen the pictures in different anatomy books of the G-spot. And in my exploration, I have not experienced it the way that it's been documented. And so I want to give you permission to experience things in your own unique way. The way that something might be recorded or explained isn't always the way that you will experience it. So I know that people have talked about it as having this texture, almost like a cat's tongue, like it's a little bit like rougher, and it's along the front part inside the vagina, but along the front. And it's an area of the anatomy that is known to create female ejaculation and squirting. So in my experience, I have had a lot of female ejaculation. It is, I think, one of my own superpowers. And I have never been able to actually find the exact location of the G-spot. So I want to share with you that you don't need to be able to have the exact anatomy of how things are explained or be able to, you know, feel it in a certain way logically to have the experience of the power of what it is. So the G-spot is, to me, almost like a secret power. And I think it's so interesting that it's hard to find, right? Because it's kind of it's elusive a little bit. But it's also like the advanced version of the clitoris in the sense of how much can you trust your unique pleasure, your intuition. It's almost like a third eye. It has another sense. It has another ability to go to this other realm that isn't necessarily tangible in a logical way. And I believe that is why it can create female ejaculation, because it sort of doesn't even make sense. Like, how did that happen? And what is that? It's sort of a magical power of the advanced version of trusting yourself, listening to your intuition, and following your uniqueness to like the highest degree possible. And when you do that, it just leads you to that level of orgasmic pleasure. Now, applying that to your life, so that's on like the sex level. Applying that to your life, when you listen to your intuition and think back in your own life, hasn't it led you to some incredibly magical situations where you couldn't have even contrived the genius of what happened? It's like you end up somewhere and there's a sign that has a symbol on it that's just for you. And it's like you go somewhere and you see something like, how did you end up here? And the perfect song is on the radio, like all this alignment. It's like you're in the flow. You are in the flow. That's like G-spot power. You know, that's where you go to this level that it's not, you can't even contrive how brilliant it is, but you have tapped into another realm of genius. Okay. And that's where there's that pleasure in your life where you just feel like the divine is working with you and you're in flow with it. Well, when a woman has female ejaculation, it's like that, and you're literally just gushing. If you've ever experienced it, you'll know what I'm speaking of. And if you haven't, then you'll be working with this gateway. You'll be working with going to that level of trust within yourself and the ability to hear your intuition and act on the pleasure that is unique to you. And there is this gush, like waterfalls of gushing sacred waters that come through. It's truly amazing. So that's the fifth yoni gateway, the G spot. And it's like that magic spot where you're so tuned in to your divine flow that it literally opens up the sacred waters. The sixth yoni gateway, the cervix. And this is like the crown. It's the gateway to the womb. And it is this crown of your power as a woman. So when you value yourself, when you honor the worth of who you are, beyond what you are doing, it's not about like, what did you accomplish? Or it's like, no, do you value yourself as a woman? And when you do, you wear that crown of the divine feminine. And when you wear that crown, it's like, you know your majesty, you know your royalty, and that gives you the capacity to then open to the womb. And the womb is the seventh yoni gateway. And the womb is the center of a woman's creative power. Because within the womb space, this is where you can alchemize things. You can turn things from one state of being into another. You can transform things. So the womb is this fertile garden of possibility where something that never existed before suddenly can have a reality. So that can mean a baby. You know, it didn't exist before, and all of a sudden, wow, there it is, and it came through the womb. That was the container in which it developed. And right now, as we are talking about these seven yoni gateways, and we're going to be going into a visualization for your initiation, you are in a womb space right now. Just making that commitment to yourself to be in this yoni initiation for yourself, inviting yourself to the next level of your divine feminine journey. You've created a container for yourself, a fertile space, a womb space for something to happen, for something to grow, something that did not exist before, to have life, to have possibility, to be able to blossom and turn into something. Or if something wants to be healed, to have the chance to alchemize from one state of being to another. So the womb, the seventh yoni gateway, is your creative power as a woman. So in your life, if you are finding that you have dreams, desires, which every woman does, we all have that, it's through the womb that they will have the nutrients available to them. Those dreams can be fed so that they can become reality. All right. So if you're wanting to create your dreams into reality in your life right now, whether that's having a baby or creating a business or growing your income or calling in a relationship, an experience, a new home, a new experience of your body, these are things that will take root and have the opportunity to grow in the sacred space of your womb. Okay. So the seven yoni gateways, I'm just going to talk through them again. So you have a summary of what they are. And as I'm doing this, just listening for yourself and getting a feeling of which one do you feel that is calling you at this time? Which one feels like, wow, I'm really actually working on that right now. And if I could get a clue about that piece, that would open up so much, right? So you start to focus in on what's relevant and important to you. So the first yoni gateway is the auric field of your yoni, and this is in connection with your soul lineage, your soul family. The second yoni gateway, the lips of your yoni, and this is connected to your bonding style with people. The third yoni gateway, the clitoris, and this is your unique pleasure map. The fourth yoni gateway, the shaft, and this is your ability to bridge realities and speak your truth. The fifth yoni gateway, the G spot, and this is the advanced level of trusting yourself and your intuition and moving in the direction of your unique path. The sixth yoni gateway, the cervix, and this is the gateway to the womb, and this is your crown, your divine crown. And when you own your value, you wear that crown. You wear that crown. You own your divinity. And the seventh yoni gateway, the womb, and this is your power to create life, to create yourself, to alchemize things from one state of being to another. And I really hope that whenever they gather people around the world to discuss major world issues like air pollution or garbage or, you know, all these environmental issues, I really hope they have an embodied, empowered woman in her womb in those rooms, because she will have access to the energy of alchemy. And I truly believe the issues that we're facing in the world today, these are issues that are not logical. We're not going to solve them in logical ways. They're going to be presented, the solutions will be presented through magical ways, things that we haven't thought of yet, things that are beyond the thought and more in that space of what the womb is about, which is the alchemy, the ability to transform things from one state of being to another, the ability to create something that didn't exist before. So really take that in. Think about that. You know, in big world meetings of leaders, if they had an empowered, embodied woman in her womb in the seventh gateway, and she's been empowered in that space, she would have access to the energy of alchemy that is very possible. It's not magical in a way of it's not real. It's magical in a way of it is so divine, and it's something that you can't figure out in a mental way, but you can travel the poetry of it in a very beautiful, beautiful way. So as you're tuning in for yourself, just noticing, you know, what's standing out for you, and you might be getting some more clues about what this yoni initiation is really about for you and what it is that you want to call in for your next level. So while you're tuning into that, I want to share my own personal story with you, and then we're going to go into a visualization process. So for myself, I had a major, 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 and I mean major, sexual awakening in my early 20s. Now, this was such an ecstatic experience for me. It spanned for over a year that I was in an orgasm, it felt like, for that entire year. I would be walking down the street of this little town where I lived at the time, Dundas, which is this beautiful town. There are waterfalls coming into this town, just so, so beautiful. And I remember walking down the street, and I could feel the ripples and the waves starting to come. I was just like, oh my gosh. And I was just grabbed onto this brick wall of this store and just kind of put my head back against the wall and just let the orgasm waves just ripple through me. And this went on every single day for over a year. It was mind-blowing. Now, what was so unlikely about this whole experience is that at that time, I was living like a hermit. I lived by myself. I couldn't afford a phone at that time. And I worked in a cactus greenhouse weeding cactuses. I was in university for fine art, and I had just gone to this new school, so I didn't know anybody there. And I just kind of went into my classes, and I was creating art, and then I'd, you know, go and work, and then I'd go hike in the forest, and I'd meditate. I really just spent all my time alone. I mean, there were people around, but I wasn't really interacting with people. And so it was so unlikely. How could I have a sexual awakening when it wasn't connected to a person directly? I wasn't with some boyfriend. It was just something that was happening in my body. Now, prior to this time, I was so shy that, you know, even if a boy wanted to hold my hand, I would pull down the sleeve of my shirt so that we wouldn't have to touch skin to skin if we were holding hands. And I had acne, and I was always afraid of people looking at me. And I did not get my period until I was 18. I was so scared of sexual energy, and I was so scared of, I guess, growing up, that I really do feel like I blocked it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go there. No, I don't think so. And I didn't get my period till I was 18. And in that first year, I had it once. And then when I was 19, I had it a couple times that year. And then 20, it started becoming regular. And at that point, this massive sexual awakening happened. And what was so interesting about this whole thing is that during my high school years, my teenage years, nobody ever asked me if I had my period. There was no acknowledgement at all of this process and also the fear that can come up around it, around these changes, around feeling like what's happening inside. And in my teenage years, the nickname that the boys called me was Carpenter's Dream. And if you've heard that before, you'll know probably what it means. It means flat as a board. So during my teenage years, I was flat as a board. But then during my sexual awakening in my early 20s, all of a sudden I developed my boobs just, you know, blossomed into these luscious, full boobs. And it was just incredible. They just kind of came out. And really, I feel that that was because I suddenly felt ready to let them out. And I think it's so interesting to take notice of that in our own lives where we can control, in a way, I don't know if that's the right word for it, but we can influence our sexual energy. If we are scared, we will shut it down. If we feel a certain level of safety, we open it up. And I experienced that. I was scared of it, and so I shut it down. And then certain things happened, and I started to open it up. And I want to share with you what happened that opened me up to allow my boobs to blossom, allowed my period to come, allowed this waves and waves of multiple orgasms to happen, the female ejaculation, the squirting. I mean, it was epic. And so at that time, the shift for me really was connected to art, dance, and nature. I was living on my own, but I was spending all of my time creating art and expressing myself creatively, like totally. Like nothing was holding me back. If I wanted to like paint at 4 a.m., I was doing it. And I was dancing. And so my body, I was letting my body move however it wanted. You know, if I wanted to like, you know, gyrate my hips and like pulse in the lips of my vagina, and if I wanted to like just touch myself all over, I was letting myself do it. And in that permission of that creative flow, I just opened. Whoosh. It was like, here she comes. And it was really, I made that connection. I'm like, wow, creative energy is sexual energy. Someone who expresses them fully, a fully expressed woman is an orgasmic woman. And in the safety of creating, like when we create the safety for ourselves to express ourselves fully and move through the layers, because when you are expressing yourself fully, you will go through the layers of healing of emotions from rage to ecstasy and allowing them in a safe container. And I was living on my own, and so really my whole space, and I had a little studio, was my womb. And I was in my womb, and I was just going layer, layer after layer after layer. And so at that time, in that sexual awakening, I also struggled financially. And so this baffled me. It's like, how could I have this level of bliss, this level of orgasmic, creative pleasure, and then not be able to even like buy food? It was a struggle just to like pay the basic things. And the reason why I did not have a phone was because I couldn't afford a phone. And so I was like, wow, like I'm living in these two realities. I've got this sexual creative energy, and then this real world kind of money stuff was confusing to me. And so I just asked the universe, I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? And I had this idea that I could lead a workshop. And so I printed off these flyers, and this workshop was called The Art of Sexuality. So here I was in my early 20s, had not led workshops before, super shy, living like a hermit, don't have a phone, putting these flyers up. Nobody can even call me to register for this workshop. It just says the date and the time and where to go. Put these flyers up, and a lot of places wouldn't even let me put the flyer up because it had the word sexuality in it. But the places that would let me put it up, I put it up, And then the day came, this workshop was happening, and in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is a great way I can combine my experience of creativity and sexuality and lead this workshop and hopefully make some money. The day came, workshop day, all these people started coming. It was just one after the other. I'm like, wow, like where did all these people come from? And I realized right there, I'm like, wow, this is something that's important. This is hot. We need to look at this. So all these people coming in, it filled the studio space. I mean, wall to wall, surrounded, full packed people. I was scared. I was nervous, but I was excited too. And so I had everybody sit in this giant circle, and I went around one by one and I asked people, what drew you to this workshop, The Art of Sexuality? And on the little flyer, I had said we were going to create art to express our sexual energy. So we were going to use creative energy to get to know our sexual energy and liberate it and open it up. So that's all that was said on the flyer. So people didn't even really know what we were going to be doing. So I'm asking people one by one, you know, what drew you to this? What is it you want to explore about your sexuality? Are you here for a healing? Are you here to open up your creativity? Are you here because you are curious? So one by one, people were answering. And there was this one woman in the circle. And we hadn't gotten to her yet. But she started huffing and puffing. It was like, ah, ah, ah. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was thinking, is it too hot in here? What is going on? Is there something I'm not aware of? I could feel her distress and upset. So finally, we get to her. And I ask her, you know, what drew you to this workshop? And she had all of these papers in her lap because I had handed out papers to everybody that we were going to be journaling and things that they could process the workshop with. So she had all these papers in her lap that I'd handed out. She stands up. She throws all these papers into the circle, the center of the circle, and they start fluttering and landing on people. And she goes, "This workshop is disgusting." And then she marches out and then slams the door. Everybody went silent. And I was just sitting there, my jaw dropped. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, what has just happened? I closed my eyes for a moment to just ground myself in my own yoni and womb space, and I listened. And then I opened my eyes, and what came through that I spoke to this group was that when it comes to sexual energy, it is so important to know what your yes is and what your no is. And that woman had a no, and that's okay. And for the rest of us, we're going to tune in and hear if you have a yes or a no. And for those who have a yes, we're going to keep going. And so as a group, we all took a moment, tuned in, and everybody had a yes, and so they stayed, and we continued, and we did this workshop. And we created art to express our sexual energy. And people were glowing and beaming, and it was great. And then after the workshop, everybody left, and I just crumbled. I crumbled because I was proud that I led the workshop, and I did make some money from it, and I was sharing things of my own sexual experiences and learning from other people, and we were connecting it with art, and I could see people were opening and blossoming, and it was beautiful. But I crumbled because I realized that I didn't have within me at that point the skills to really manage all that comes up when we work with sexual energy. And I did handle it well. I felt I handled that well with that woman. But inside, it really shook me up. And it set me on this quest to really learn, how can we work with sexual energy and use our creativity to open it up and unlock it, but do it in a very grounded way? And I also realized that the reason why at that time I was struggling so much financially is because I had not learned how to ground and integrate the sexual energy into my life. And so over the past 10 years, this has been my quest and my journey. And so the things that I am beginning to open up for you today, and the the work that I'm offering in the world really is about how to open up to your uniqueness in a very real, tangible way, whether that means connecting it with money or just simply embodying your divine feminine energy and your unique creative expression in a way that you can integrate into your daily life and it improves your daily life in a very grounded way. And so my hope and my intention and my desire for you as we are moving into this Yoni initiation is that, yes, you're going to open and you're going to blossom. New ideas and insights and juiciness is going to flow for you. But also looking at how does this integrate into your life? How does this become a practical reality for you that you are living an embodied life as a divine, feminine, sexually embodied, creative woman? Okay. And so something that I will be sharing towards the end of the call is actually something that comes after this initiation, which is the process of deepening the journey and integrating and embodying the journey. So I want to share this right before we're going to go into the visualization, because I want you to understand that there's an initiation that opens and blossoms. And if you start going into orgasms, that's fantastic. But I also want to let you know that there's more. There is a deepening of that, a rooting of that, that allows the integration to happen. Okay, so if, as we're going through this visualization, you're going to be opening, then I'm also going to let you know how you can root and ground and integrate this into your life. All right, so for today, this Yoni initiation, let's take a breath. And just taking in the different things that have been shared, the different things that you've been learning and hearing about. Maybe they're new ideas, or maybe you're hearing even in my story, it's like, oh yeah, you know, when did I first get my period? Or how did I talk about sexuality? Or am I expressing myself creatively? Or am I really blocked because I've had some trauma and I'm scared? You know, just all these pieces that we've been exploring, give yourself permission to see how they are integrating already and what it's bringing up for you. Because I want to bring this in as like fuel and nutrients for your visualization. Okay, beautiful. All right, so to enter into a guided visualization, the best thing to do is to be comfortable. And if you've set up your womb nest space, then you've got that space for yourself. And to close your eyes. And just adjusting your body as you need to be comfortable. And if you are still like touching your lips and inside, I mean, just continue as you're inspired. Trust yourself. Or if you just want to be very still. It's all about just really listening and hearing. And I'm going to guide you. So let yourself go into your imagination as I'm guiding you. And give yourself the permission also that you can touch yourself physically as I am guiding you if you feel called to do so. Okay. So our intention for entering into this visualization is for you to meet the soul of your Yoni and for you to receive the next piece of your journey for your divine feminine path. Empower as a woman. So just taking a moment with your eyes closed and letting yourself dropping into that deeper space of listening and being present, knowing the intention for this visualization. And breathing and letting your breathing deepen and full deep breaths, letting it drop down into your body. And just relaxing your body. So if there's any spaces of tension, and in the exploration of a woman's sexuality, there can definitely be spaces of tension. And that's okay. But I'm going to ask you if you can relax into it just a little bit more than usual today, for the purpose of your initiation, which is filled with love and beauty, and for your highest good and your deepest primal pleasure and your healing. And the capacity of who you are as a woman is invited to this experience. And I want you to just start to feel your yoni on the ground. You can imagine it on the earth or whatever surface you're sitting on. And actually feel the lips of your yoni sort of pulsing and rocking, maybe spiraling a little bit, swaying on the ground, on the earth, with your eyes closed. Just feeling her. And I want you to call forward a drop of your yoni juice. And now that may be blood, if you're bleeding right now, or that may be a drop of the sacred waters. And in your imagination, whether this is real, whether you actually see or feel and taste the drop, that's great. Or if you can imagine, I want you to imagine a drop of your yoni juice dripping over the lips of your yoni. And this juice has come from deep inside your yoni. And this exquisite drop of yoni juice is going to drip over the edge of your lips, and it's going to go down into the earth, into the soil. And just follow this exquisite drop of your yoni juice as it's now traveling down into the earth, down, so deep to the deepest, most fertile space in the earth. And as it's traveling down, you're going to notice there is some kind of a seed or a crystal that it's going to anoint. Let your beautiful, beautiful yoni juice cloak and cover this seed that is deep in the fertile space of the earth. And as this sacred water and juice or blood from your yoni is now touching this beautiful seed, cloaking it, that seed is being nourished and it's going to start to grow. And it's growing back up through the earth, and it's going to come through, and it's coming right into your yoni. And you're going to feel this beautiful, beautiful energy is coming up and actually penetrating into your yoni. And you might want to circle on it a little bit. Go around in a spiral. Feel yourself moving on this blossoming seed that has burst up through the earth, that has been anointed by your juice. And as it's coming into your yoni space, it's this beautiful energy, and you're just going to spiral around on it. You're just going to feel just circling around on it. You might want to press against it and just feel yourself moving on it. And as you're moving on it inside your yoni, in the shaft of your yoni, you're going to feel it going along the edges and filling the space. It's rubbing against your clitoris, your G-spot, and it's pressing right up to your cervix. And it's releasing an energy right into your womb. And I want you to feel inside your womb. Feeling inside your womb. And you're going to enter into your womb as if it's this beautiful landscape. I want you to go inside the womb. And you're going to see a landscape that is the most perfect landscape for you. So looking around, maybe you see water, maybe you see desert or mountains. The perfect landscape for you in this womb space, this fertile garden of possibility. And I want you to look around. And this landscape is giving you clues about your divine feminine energy, what she likes. So looking around this beautiful, beautiful landscape, this fertile space inside your womb. Your body might still be rocking a little bit, swaying gently, pressing. Feeling this landscape inside. And you're going to see some kind of a guide. Maybe it's a bird or a butterfly, or maybe it's something on the path, but you're going to be led. You're going to be led. I want you to follow the clues that are showing up for you. Let them be a guide, whether it's a path or some kind of a creature or a smell or a color. I want you to follow this path. And this path is going to take you to the soul of your yoni. Just following along. And noticing how the soul of your yoni appears to you. Maybe it's the entire landscape itself. Or maybe she's presenting herself as a woman, an archetypal figure. Maybe she's presenting herself as a flower. Notice how the soul of your yoni appears for you. And I want you to go up to her. And I want you to look at her and notice her and watch and witness. She's going to let you see her and learn about her today. Just noticing how she is showing up for you. And she's going to present something to you. I want you to receive what she's offering to you. Just receive what she gives to you. Take it in, breathe it in, let it into your heart. Thank her. And it may make perfect sense, or it may be a little bit of a mystery. It's okay. Receive it anyways. And I want you to just bow to her in gratitude and thank her. Thank the soul of your yoni. Thank her for showing up for you in the unique way that she is showing up for you. Be grateful for that. And I want you to really look at what it is that she has given to you and see if you can hear its communication to you. Hear the relevance of this gift for your life right now and for your yoni initiation. And then just pressing it against your heart and your womb and your body, breathing it in. And as you're breathing it in, I want you to just feel that sense that that space of your shaft has now opened up. You're being penetrated before by the blossoming of your yoni juices, and now it's opening up. And I want you to just, you know, press and circle a little bit, and I want you to allow this gift to birth through you. So maybe you want to open your legs and push and press and feel it coming through. Feel it coming through. And putting your hand at the base of your yoni across your lips and the auric field. And I want you to catch this that you are birthing. Let it come out. Let it come right out into your space right now and into your hands right now. Birth it out. Breathe it out and birth it out. And have this in your hands and take this into your space and look at it in real life. In your hands in front of you, receive the gift from the soul of your yoni. Pressing this against your heart as if you have just had a baby and you're holding this beautiful new life. You can feel its heartbeat, feel its gift, feel its presence. The soul of your yoni has birthed through you a gift. I'm just taking a moment to breathe this in, and I want you to come back up, up, up into this space and touching your body and feeling yourself coming into this present room where you are with this gift that is birthed through you from the soul of your yoni. And when you are ready, I want you to open your eyes and I want you to look at this gift. See this gift in your real space. Feel this gift in your real space, coming back into the room that you are in, knowing you have just birthed a gift from the soul of your yoni initiation has offered you a gift. And I invite you to take some time to be with this, to take it in, spend some time with it. You want to hold it, sketch it, journal about it, be with it, cuddle it, kiss it, tell it how grateful you are and how much you love it, and how you're going to care for this and honor it in your life. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, as you are being with what you have just birthed, the gift of your yoni initiation of this time, spend the time you need to be with this. Spend the time you need to be with this and care for yourself. And I want to let you know about how you can continue to be with this and integrate this beautiful experience into your life. You know, having this gift and receiving this gift, you may already have all the clues you need. It's like, oh, I know what I need to do with this. I need to move forward on this. I need to act on this. I need to rest. I need to care for myself. I need to be supported in the healing that I'm going through. Listen for what you need. And I want to let you know some more steps that you can take to go deeper into your yoni journey, deeper into the awakening of your yoni, the embodiment of your yoni, the integration of your yoni in your daily life. So years ago when I led that workshop, The Art of Sexuality, it set me on a quest to not only learn how to awaken our connection with our divine feminine energy and learn how to use our creativity, but also to integrate that into our life so we as women become embodied presence in this world. And I have been on this quest for over a decade to harness the tools and cultivate the skills necessary to work through those healing layers that come up in the shadows of the divine feminine and work through the layers of the creative process that support the alchemy of our womb to transform things from one state of being to another and to birth things in our life, to be creators of our life. And I have now created an evolved version of that course, The Art of Sexuality. And the evolved version of it is called Yoni Art. And it's really about creating yourself as a divine feminine woman who is fully expressed and embodied in her sexual, feminine, creative energy. And I want to share some details about the Yoni Art course and journey. And I'd like you to listen and hear if you have a yes or a no. Honor your feelings around this and what you are called to. So the Yoni Art course is the next step from the Yoni initiation. And in this course, it spans over 4 weeks, which works with the menstrual cycle or the moon cycle or the month cycle. So whether you have your period, if you've never had your period, or if you are in menopause, you know, it can work with the cycle of being a woman. So it's not dependent on if you are someone who is currently menstruating or in those years of your life. It is for the divine feminine energy wherever you are. So it spans over a month. And in the first week of the course, we connect with the yoni. So today you had a taste of that connecting. We go much more deeply into that and really getting to know her and how she speaks to you and what makes her drip with desire and what makes her close up, like really getting to know her language and how to decode her communication to you so you have a navigational tool in your life. That's the first week of the yoni art course. The second week is about healing. Because when you make a connection, you open up the blossoming potential and the ecstatic potential. You also open up the space for healing. And the process of healing is the process of unnumbing spaces, things that happen in our life we didn't know how to deal with, different traumas that get stored in there. We just didn't know how to process it at the time. So we just tucked it away, locked it away, froze it, numbed out. In the healing week of the Yoni Art course, you're going to learn in safety how to create safety for yourself, how to unnumb and how to alchemize traumas into gold, how to transform difficult situations into wisdom and into ease and peace in your life. And as you do that, you open space for that third week in the Yoni Art course where it's about expression. And if you remember in the beginning of our talk today, I was sharing how a fully expressed woman is an orgasmic woman. When you heal, you open the space for your unique expression. So in the third week, the art of your yoni is how you express. So whether you are an artist in a traditional way or not, it doesn't matter. But your creative expression, you're going to learn how it moves through you. And you're going to get that gush of energy. The sacred waters opening up, the clitoris, the map, the pleasure map is going to reveal itself, your unique creative expression. And then in the fourth and final week of the Yoni Art course is embodiment. And this is where not only are you opening up to that gush, but you're learning how to integrate and ground it and root it so you have presence and you can hold that divine feminine energy in your life, both in your inner world and in the outer world. Okay? So the Yoni Art course, and there's a link that's included on this page that you can investigate it. I invite you to check it out. And I'm just going to share a couple of things that other women have said who have experienced Yoni Art. So for example, Rosa from Finland, she says, Yoni Art opened a safe gateway to see my Yoni and sexuality in a new way. I've started seeing more beauty in sexuality overall through Yoni Art. Laura creates a portal to discover your own unique magical sensuality. Thank you, Rosa. Another woman says, Nina from Germany, she says, through the process, I know now that my Yoni is a beautiful, glorious queen who helps me to navigate through all aspects of life. It would be a great gift to any woman to discover their very own unique Yoni superpowers. Emily Moody from Colorado says, Yoni art has taken my creativity and healing to a whole other level. Being in a culture that so often shuts the feminine down, it is nice to get to know one's own femininity and to use that wisdom to be more whole, expansive, authentic, and creative woman. I love Yoni art. Awesome. Marsha Moore from California says, Yoni art is a beautiful sacred ceremony, a bridge that connects me with my divine nature. And then Juliet from South Africa says, since I have done Laura's Yoni ritual, I have experienced major transformation in my life, a kind of awakening, a gateway. I feel a flow of creative energy in my body, connecting with the universe, yet grounded. Awesome. And you can read more of these kinds of stories and testimonials from women from all over the world on the Yoni Art page. So I want you to take a moment as you are being with your gift in your Yoni initiation, and I want you to imagine What would your life be like if you could fully integrate the gift that you just received? What would your life be like if you were completely embodying your divine feminine power? What would your career, your finances, how would they shift if you were owning your value? What would happen if you felt the courage and the safety to speak your truth? How would that transform where you live? How would that transform the way you are interacting with people? Really let yourself dream into what is possible for you when you claim the power of your yoni and you integrate it into your life. So I want to invite you, if you are called, and listen to your yoni, and listen for your yes, and listen for your no, honor yourself. My greatest desire for you is for you to be an empowered, embodied woman in her creative and sexual embodiment. Listen to that. If you are feeling called to go to the next level of your yoni journey, I invite you to join us in the Yoni Art Course. It is a month of your life that will transform the entire lineage of your past and the entire lineage of what is possible for you in the future. Join us. The Yoni Art Course is here for you. It would be my honor to be your guide through this journey. It's taking a moment to take it in. I'm feeling the waves and the ripples of this experience. What a joy and a pleasure to guide you through today the 7 Yoni Gateways and this visualization for you to connect with the soul of your yoni and also to open up a path for you for how you can take this further if you are called. The Yoni Art Course, you can check it out. It's at lauraholic.com/yoniart. From the deepest crevices of the womb of the fertile space and juices within my yoni, I am sending you so much love and gratitude. Thank you for journeying with me today, and I would love to continue the journey with you. Thank you. Sending you lots of love. You have been listening to the 7 Yoni Gateways ritual for your yoni initiation. Bye for now.